and hand this out.
Father,
I want you to save these sheets for like the next two shiurim as well, okay? We'll just do a little left on them, and then I'll send you back to learn it. Okay. Let's go, Mosai. Look at marker number one on the sheet. Amarat. Basar shkuta shamin shetlo basar nebele kachosh asar. My time mefat me may have done. What does Rav say? Obviously, if you have trace meat, that's shamin, and kosher meat is kachosh, the shamin has much bigger taste. The taste of the trace meat trace up the kosher meat. His chiddush is, remember in Fatmi Madadi, remember we learned that Vachlok was only by Reisa or even by everything. Here's the Machlok, right? By Reisa we find the idea of Mefatmi Madadi. Even if only the kosher is fatty and the trace is lean, the kosher gives its fattiness to the trace. Now, if the trace is fatty, it has a nice smell, and osers the kosher. That's what Fatmi Madadi. The kosher fattens up the trace, and then the trace osers the kosher. That's Rav. And what does Rav obviously hold here? He holds Reisa Milsa, right? We're only talking about smell. You roast two things next to each other. The smell of the kosher, not only does it smell the trace one if it's fatty, go to the kosher, it's only fatty things have a good smell. Even if the kosher one is fatty, the smell goes and fattens up the trace one, and the trace one goes and answers the kosher one. So Lev Yomer, Afila Basar, Shkuta Kosher, Sol Basar, Nebel Shalim Basar. My timer, Rechel Yomer, Rechel Abelsu. But what does Levi say? He says no. Even if the trace one is fatty, and it can just directly, the smell goes into the kosher one, and this kosher one got the smell from the trace one, it doesn't matter because Recha lav milsa. So this is the Ikar Machlokas, Rav holds Recha milsa, that Recha counts as a real iser, makes a trace. If you get the smell of trace, you become trace. And the lady holds Recha lav milsa. Nope, someone gets the smell of trace, it's still kosher. Ovid Levi, Ovid Beirish Lusa, the Gdi V'davar Acher. Once they roasted a Gdi next to a pig, and Levi said it was much even though it got the smell of the pig, because Recha lav milsa. You're not allowed to roast two carbon pesachs together because of the mixture, because the smells will get mixed, and then you'll be eating the smell of a carbon pesach that you were not one of the new yum for. My love for Tamin, cautiously, doesn't that show that the taste mix, meaning what happens when you roast two pesachs next to each other? The smell of each goes into the other. So isn't that smell counts as taste and tam ke ikar, and therefore you're eating someone else's carbon pesach? We know you're not allowed to eat a carbon pesach unless you were one of the medium for it. So yeah, well, they are scooping. No, so we're not afraid the smell's mixing. We're afraid you might switch the two animals, and then you'd be eating the carbon pesach that wasn't yours. So if it smells, there's no problem. There's a rechel av milsa. Talking about the sabra, we need some safe to use the pola. Says in the safe that even if one is a sheep and one is a goat, you know, so thank goof and I use very people to deal with plan. I'll eat them, make Torah's time, and Molly to deal with plan, Molly to deal with D. I'll look carefully, Torah's goof and a dog, several Torah's time, and Shari. Let me take your tears to the rab. I'll review me off my skin, which is well the shit. Okay, so what did he say? Say, Pasha, the problem is mixing up the bodies. Why? Because they said they were even goes there, you can't roast a sheep next to a goat. If the issue was the smells mixing, what difference is if a sheep and a sheep, a goat and a goat, or a sheep and a goat? The smells mixed. If the issue is mixing the bodies, then we make sense. The real zeros don't roast my sheep next to your sheep because you might switch sheets and do another zera. So you even goes there not to roast my goat next to your sheep as a zera just to keep us far away from roasting a sheep next to a sheep and accidentally switching them. Even though it's very unlikely, says the chiddush. So how am I going to switch my goat for your sheep? I don't know what it was. I mean, I wouldn't, but in those days they did. Okay, so that proves they were only worried about switching the bodies. Other than that proves they're not worried about the smell because that is you have to wrap. Rav Yirmi, on my skin, it's just love shaking day roast. No, this is when they're in pots. When they're in separate pots, the taste don't mix, even according to Rav Olds Recha Milsa. Each line in this will be important for our sin. Shaking day roast, what do you mean two pots? You can't cook our face in a pot. That's a big avera. In the old days, everyone knew you couldn't do that. L.A. McCain, shaking day means like two pots, meaning the two carbon pesachs, there was a wall in between them. A low wall in between them. You know, carbon, low wall. And there's a lot of space around. The smells can go here. The smells can go there. Right? But even Rav admits, Recha lav milsa, there's a wall in between them. Ke'ein shteki deiros. Because then the smell is more indirect. Once it's indirect, that's already lav milsa. Sorry, where are we? The hachi kar. And this is what it means. Ein sol shteki sof and gas neis haroz, my taroz tamim. Vafilu ke'ein shteki deiros, elekha taroz tamim, osmish taroz gufen, vafilu ke'ibet lef. That's what it means. You can't roast two carbon pesticides together because the smells don't mix. The smell counts as taste. And even if there's a wall between them and you're not worried about the smells, it's still a surgery. You might switch the bodies, even if it's a sheep and a goat. Amar Avori Tanai. This is my quote Tanai. Harod the paschal and the son of pi chavis yanchal truma. If you take half bread out of the oven, delicious, and you put it on top of a barrel of truma wine. So you take hot chulin bread off the oven, you put it on a barrel of truma wine, it obviously absorbs the smell of the truma wine, right? A barrel of wine is a big smell. Now, is that bread truma or not, right? Can I still eat it? I'm a Jeff Israel. Can I still eat it? So, Rav Meir also reviewed about it. Rav Meir says you can't eat the smell made the bread into truma, so he'll say, Chamosa, Rav Meir says you can eat it. Rechel Blav Milson, Rav Meir also needs to compromise. Matzah b'shal chitin, v'osah b'shal sa'orim. He said, wheat bread is mutter, but barley bread is also sorum shabbos, because barley sucks in the taste more. My lot tonight, he's a marshal rechel on milson, marshal rechel milson. He's a machlokes, or man reviewed the machlokes to know whether rech is milson or not, whether the rech of the wine in this bread is milson. The lady by this night, Levi admits machlokes tonight. Levi admits that Rav Meir says rechel milson, Rehuda says rechel lav milson. With Rav name it tonight, he does Rav also have to admit machlokes tonight? No, Rav say everyone agrees with me. Rav says kunam rechel milson. Rav says everyone agrees rechel milson. What's their machlokes? Their machlokes is that everyone agrees a strong rechel is milson. They only argue at a low-level graph. How so? Like Rish Lakish. Lav Itmar Ladai, he Amarab Barachad Rish Lakish. What is said about that in the name of Rish Lakish? The path Hama B'chavis Psucha Zerichol Aser. If it's an open barrel and you put half bread on it, everyone agrees it's Aser, because everyone agrees Reich HaMilson, a strong Reich of an open barrel of wine, and you put half bread on it. Everyone agrees that's Aser. The path Hama B'chavis Psucha Zerichol Aser. It's a closed barrel and you put cold bread on it. There's no smell at all. Everyone agrees that's Aser. What do they argue? About a low-level smell. Well, net level of paschal chasumba, you put hot bread on a closed barrel, paschal chasumba, or you put cold bread on an open barrel. They argue about, right, so their machlokes is only about a low-level smell. But my case of roasting meat, that's a high-level smell. Everyone agrees that's awesome. Hanah make paschal chasumba, damir, roasting two pieces of meat next to each other is like hot bread on an open barrel, the high-level smell. Okay. Summary of what we know so far, and now we're up to 2.5 lines from the end of Makor 1. Rav says Recha Milsa, if you roast two things together and the smell goes in, that's like the Tom going in. And Levi says Recha Lav Milsa, smell is not taste. Yeah, the scientists actually, there's a big debate, right? The relationship between smell and taste. I'm not such a scientist, maybe someone here is, right? Everyone knows that smell and taste are very connected. If something smells like something, you think it tastes like something. Even though they're really, they're different receptors, that they're different senses, but somehow in our mind, like you can, like people get very confused. You like some scientists artificially put like the smell of broccoli onto something that, you know, tastes like carrots or something, and you start tasting the, it's very tricky. What does smell count as? So luckily that's my focus. Let's read the last 2.5 lines and see if you only have this Gemara, how you think we paskin. First of all, until now, how should we paskin? Like Rav that Recha Milsa, or like Levi that Recha Lav Milsa? What would you think? Who's better, Rav or Levi generally? Rav's generally better than Levi, and when that whole machlokes tanaim about the bread on the barrel, Levi admitted it was a machlokes tanaim, while Rav had Rish Lakish, who made all the tanaim agree with him. So Rav's already a little leg up. He can get all the tanaim on his side, and Levi can't get all the tanaim on his side. Now let's see the end. Tanaim Rav Kahanev, Reger Rav Chinin Asad. He taught a braita. Tanaim taught a braita. Pasha fun sliva taner, if you bake bread with meat, nothing trace. Bread and meat, and we probably do this all the time, right? You put it in your oven at the same time, right? I don't know, chicken and challah. Also, the bread is fleishik, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. So, who does that support, Rav or Levi? Rav, that Lechon Milsa. How we need to do it, so you have to be sure there's once a case of a fish that was roasted with meat. Also, Rav Perzika, the Mechon Lechon, Rav Perzika said you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Now the fish is fleishik. It also supports Rav or Lechon Milsa. Mar Bar Vashi Amar Tzulu Milchanami Asur. Mar Bar Vashi said, what Oren just said, no, even without milk, even just with salt, even plain that fish is Asur. Because it's Sakana if you roast fish with milk. That's what you meant.
Yeah, but
also
even on the previous one,
that's
on the meat bread.
Ah, how's the meat bread mutter? That's a great question. One answer you can make, no, Kenta was a Dover Muat. Right? It was just a one loaf of bread. Mishum Nakashli, we have a Dover Achir. So yeah, how is placing bread mutter? Let's say it was one loaf of bread and you're going to eat it quick. And how about this fish? So this fish, we're not getting into this now, but my Rav Ashi said, you're not allowed to eat this fish even plain. So with salt is a way of saying plain, because sakana. Remember, mixing fish with meat is sakana? This is the mukkar in the Gemara. The mukkar is this Gemara. They roasted fish with meat. Rav and Parzika said you have to consider this fish shleishik, don't put milk and dip on it. And Mar Bar Avashi said, no, you consider this fish trace because it has sakana. It gives you a bad smell in your mouth. Okay, that's not sakana. Vidavar acher, and sakana for davar acher probably means saras, and saras is considered a sakana, and therefore you shouldn't eat it. This is the mucker of not eating bread, not mixing fish and meat. Okay, if we only had this gemara, it seems pretty pasha. The pshat halacha is reichem also like Rav. Why? Because Rav is always better than Levi. Rav can get all the tanaim on the side and Levi can't. And all the brights in the amara at the end of the gemara said like Rav. Very pasha. Now let's learn another gemara. That was in Pesachim. Let's learn another gemara in Avodah Zarah, number two. Hai bas tiha. Okay, bas tiha is this cool contraption. You should know, by the way, in the days of the Chazal, they had cool contraptions. It's hard for you to figure out exactly how it works. Basically, you have to smell wine to figure out the quality. Right? There are people whose like profession it was, do quality assurance on wine. So Bastia was this like double straw where like you didn't infect the wine by smelling it. You inhaled from one straw, which made another straw go. The real point of Bastia is, anyone know physics better than me? You could sort of inhale one and make it go through another, and then it would go like up and keep flowing when you took your mouth off, and like would make it.
They take gas out of the car.
Yes. So that's the real Bastia, like the way to take gas out of cars. You shouldn't be doing that. But like if you park your car in Washington Heights, that's what they do, right? The bastia. But here, what they would do with the bastia, this cool contraption, Simon can explain to you how it works.
Siphon.
What?
Siphon.
Yeah, this cool, I don't know how to do it with the gas. You like inhale, and then it like goes on its own. So it's a little more complex than that. But over here, what they would do with the bastia with the wine was, they would suck in the smell of the wine without the liquid of the wine, and by tasting that smell, they could tell the quality of the wine. So the problem is, what about you? So, hi, Bastia, number two. Obi Kobi Shal Shaper Dummy. If a guy does a Bastia from a Jew and sucks in the smell of the wine, that's okay. It's not considered touching the wine. He hasn't traced off the wine. Great. That's not a reason. You swab the Obi Kobi. What if a Jew does Bastia of Goyish wine? The Goyish wine is already usher. So if a Jew sucks in the smell of the Goyish wine, is that considered to be eating trace or not? That depends if Reichas Melta, which you just ate trace. If Reichas Lad Melta, he didn't eat trace. Abai Omer Asa Rav Omer Mutter. Abai says Asa Rav says Mutter. Abai Omer Asa Reichas Melta. Abai says you're not going to suck the smell of the trace wine because Reichas Melta. Rav Omer Mutter Reichas Lad Melta. Rav says Reichas Lad Melta. Amar Rav, not Mil Reichas Melta. How do I know Reichas not Melta? It's not Tanner Sheisiku Bekamon Shal Truma Afo Zapas. A tanner that you burn for firewood, cumin, a spice of Truma. I don't know why you burn spices as firewood. It's probably a waste of money. It's a theoretical case. Who knows? Maybe there's some case where that would be a logical thing to do in the old days. And then you bake bread. So you used Truma spices for the fuel, and then you bake bread, and you got the smell of Truma. How possible, Teres? Fishing tam kamon el reicha kamon. The pasta, the bread is mutter. It didn't become Truma, because it never got the taste. It only got the smell. That proves reicha lav milsa, like Rava. Bye-bye. What does the bye say? Shani hat mikli shar. Bye says, no. Reicha is milsa if it comes from an actual piece. But over there, anyone know when you burn bread, when you bake bread, what's the order? You put your wood in the oven, you light the wood, then you put in the bread. Anyone ever make a barbecue? You light the coals. Do you then put on the meat? You wait till the coals finish burning and then put on the meat. Likewise, in the old days of the ovens, they would light the wood. They wouldn't put in the bread while there were flames going up from the wood. They would light the wood. They would wait till the wood burnt and turned into like the charcoal that smolders with heat, like in the barbecue. And then they would put the bread in the oven. So here, since the kamon was burnt before they put the bread in the oven, the rash doesn't count anymore. Okay. That'll also be significant. Amar Bari to Tanoi. Now we bring the same achot to Tanoi. Haro de Paschamun, the son of Pichav, Shal Yayin, Shal Truma, Rav Meir, Oser, Yudha Matri, Yosi Matri, Shal Tinvel, Shal Shor, Mnesha, Shor, Mshavos. My love, Hakamithli, Demarshal Rechem, Elsa, Myshal Rechem, love, Klumhu. Isn't the Machlokes of Meir, Rav Yehuda, about the bread on the wine, the same achot that Rechem, Elsa? And the answer is the same answer. The Rav Bada Zanoi. Rav has to admit the Machlokes Tanoi. La Abai, in the name of Tanoi, says Abai, you have to admit it's the Machlokes Tanoi. Amar Lach Abai, the same thing as before. La Mi, Amar Lach. No, everyone holds Rechem, Elsa, who? Wasn't it said that Amar Rav Rachanim Reish Lakish, the Pascham of Chavis Psucha Zivir Kol Asura, the Pascham of Chavis Gufa Zivir Kol Mutaris, so next to all the Pascham of Chavis Gufa, Pascham of Chavis Psucha, but I didn't know, Pascham of Chavis Psucha, dummy, end. Right, because no, everyone agrees, cold on a closed barrel is not anything, hot on an open barrel is a big smell, and it's Asur, Lekuli Alma, and Dasi is also a big smell, Asur Lekuli Alma. So not only are you about a low-level smell. Okay, here we have Machlok Sabai and Rava. Reichem Milsa Lav Milsa. Anyone know a rule for, let's say we only had a Gemara in Abu Dazar. Can anyone think of a way we would be Machria?
It's
certainly not Yal Kigam, right? Yal Kigam, Reish. Doesn't seem to fit into Yal Kigam, right? And you can't say it's the Yayin either, because that's clearly Yayin Shalom Yidas, right? So we pass like Rava. Everyone knows we pass like Rava except for Yal Kigam. Pashas. What's the problem? Problem is, if we pass like Rava, Reichem Lav Milsa. But we just passed him like Rav, and Reichem was Milsa. So that is the fundamental problem which bothers all the Rishonim. And now let's see what the Rishonim do with that. Okay, one answer is, in Rashi, and many, many others we'll see. Says Rashi, or let's start with Reina Hananel then. Says Reina Hananel, number three. For Rabbeinu Hananel, the Tzukal Omar, we don't have Rabbeinu Hananel there, but I'm supposed to re-quote them. The Avagav, the Ikul Meimer for Rav, the Reichel Av Milsa, even though we think the Pasuk like Rav, the Reichel Av Milsa, he bound the Rebbe Seinu, with Mesor, Dakati, Tzichel, Yuna, Uvahav, Lo, Shavinu, Lot. No, sorry, Ian, we can't be Mekel. Why? Double Iskos, so the head, we never pass him with fours like Rav here. So Perikate, that soul, and Pasuk, Allah, Karab, but we do pass like Rav at the end of the Worm Sakin. Mishav Yitzchukma, Milsa, Lidus, Kuryama, because he follows all the Sanoim, because Moko, Rav, Barachan, Shinri, Slakish, Rav Khan, Tani Kavasa, Rav Khan, Tona, Bryce, like him, Mar, Barabashi, Sama Kavasa, Mar, Barabashi, Pasuk, like him. He says, there's no clear maskana in a Vodazara like Rav, just a rule, a cloud. There is a clear maskana in Sachem like Rav. Therefore, Rav beats Rav, and this is opinion number one.
Is a rule not a clear maskana?
What?
Is a rule not a clear
maskana? No, the answer is a clear maskana beats the rule. That's the assumption of Reina Hananel. There's a rule like Rava, but there's a clear maskana like Rav.
Why can't clear maskana? Because there's a rule.
Ah, over here. Okay, but he still holds that a clear maskana beats the rule. I mean, that's just, you have to hold something. Okay, so one shita is the shita of Reina Hananel. He passed in like Rav, and Abaye, Reicha Milsa. Very poshish. That's Reina Hananel. Rashi, on the other hand, and many Rishonim, we'll see. I will even add here, if you'll allow me, Rashi and Rav Rishonim. Let's see Rashi, number four. Amar Lach, Rav Rashi and Pesachim, the Kuli Amar Recha Milsa, the time is there, Yehud Mishin, the past, so Nenes, so Chavis, the Gufi, the Lai, the Recha, the Mila, the Itmar, the Kuli, the Avgab, okay. Middle of the second line, number four. The Avagav, the time is when it comes to Rav. Even if these Tanoim work better according to Rav, helps us cross it to Levi. We pass them like Levi. Why? The if we go about Bayi for Rav, Agavi about Steel, the Sephiroth of Zarat. Rav goes to Bayi for Rav, number Zarat. Become like Rav, the ships of Levi, and Rav follows Levi. So I'm a Rachel of Bilsa. He says Rachel of Bilsa. Bye bye, Rav, helps us like Rav. Right, Zev said, that's a Mephurish Maskat. Hating Chubas, I go Onen. The Avagav, Shosho, Rilos, Rav Yitzhak, Nirali, Shalot, Delo, Chayesh, La. Nemar, Lee, Sargul, Chaifa, no one's Machmer, everyone's Makel. He says we pass them like Levi and Rava. That Recha, Lav Milsa. Okay, that's the Psak of Rashi. We'll see more Rishonim in a moment. Before we go back to that, can anyone think of a third possibility of how to pass them? You could pass like Rava and Abaye Recha Milsa, like Levi and Rava that Recha Lav Milsa. No, because then you're really passing like someone. So, Tosfos, Paskin's like, what? Exactly, it says Tosfos. Let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos, Paskin's like Rav, that Recha Milsa, and like Rava, that Recha Lav Milsa. What did Tosfos say? The two machlokos, the two sugars are not poly havaha, right? Almost all we showed them assume it's poly havaha. As Rashi said, come Rava, the shitase, the Levi, come Abaye, the shitase, the Rav, And you have to pick one way or the other. You have to break something. Right? You have to override one so you can favor the other. It says, Rabbi, no, they're two separate machlokos. What's the difference between the machlokos? Anyone notice the case? Are they really talking about exactly the same case? Here it's a little funny, because they bring rayas from the same thing. That's what makes it tricky. Meaning, why does everyone think they're the same thing? Are all the other Rishonim just as foolish? Are they falling for an illusion? Right? They're talking about two different cases, but they both bring rayas from the pas on the chavis of the guy. Right? So it seems like they're both talking about the same thing. Clearly, in the Shaklatari, they seem to be talking about the same thing. But nonetheless, Tosso says, even though the Shaklatari, they seem to be talking about the same thing, because they both say, ah, we can compare our case to the machlokas about the bread on the barrel. Nonetheless, they're different cases. Really, they're different things. What's the difference? What? No. Are they really talking about the same thing about Reish HaNosa? What's one of them talking about? What's the other talking about? Rabbi Levi arguing that, what do I eat? I eat, in Rabbi Levi's case, what am I eating? Now, in Rabbi Levi's case, what am I eating, Gordon? I'm eating a blank with blank. I'm eating a kosher food, which has reyach of trade food, right? They're arguing about a kosher food with reyach of trade food. Rabbi Levi nechleku ve'ochel heter sheyesh bo reyach shel isra. Right? That's their case. What are Rabbi and Rav arguing about tihah? Am I eating a kosher food that got the smell of the trade food? What am I doing about tihah?
The question of whether the guy was infected.
What am I doing?
You're smelling the wine.
I'm smelling the wine, or more technically, I am sucking in. What am I sucking in? The smell of the trade food. I'm not eating a kosher food that got smell of the trade food in the case of tihah. Right? Rather, maybe originally, I roast kosher and trace next to each other. And then I eat the kosher, but it has the smell of the trace. Right? Did the kosher become trace or not? I buy rubber argument out. I suck in this siphoning contraction. I suck in the smell of the trace wine. It's not a matter of two different foods. Here they're talking about Abaye and Rava Nechleku be Ochel, literally Shoif, right? Recho shel isser. Not that a kosher food that got the smell of the isser. I'm directly eating the smell of the isser. Right, there are two different machlokos. Says Tosos, when it comes to eating a kosher food that got the smell of the trace food, we can pop it one way. When it comes to eating the actual smell of the trace food, we can pop it in a different way. And the two machlokos are not tali hagaha. If you look at number 5, Tosos says this before us. So over here, we should like Rav, but there the price is for the Rav, a pair from Rashi. The other time you say to Rav, the us, or even though it's a price like Rav, and come up, I look at Levi, Rashi, how to like Levi, should the Rav, a summer kavase, hachi, gabi, bastiha, a look at Rav, the gabi, flipping the page, abayi, pata, kak, Rashi, so then, Kolomira, that's Rashi's fact, but Tosos disagrees. The Oscar Gomer to also have about we need to do for the Yisrael. There's a mice at the end of having Paskin against Rav. There's a mice at the end of the story like Rav. But the Maskana was like Rav. It was Sam, Rav, and Levi. Fine, because Levi can beat Rav once in a while. It's not the end of the road for Levi to beat Rav once in a while. Levi also deserves some credit. But this mice was like that. The Oscar Rav, he hears Akal Mechel and Kutcha. Rav Merzikov says, you can't eat this fish with Kutcha. Well, mice are Rav. And a mitza is great. The Gan Ravashi will show if you milk and Ravashi says you can't even eat it with salt. Balach Tomosa, Barbatrini, Allah, always like Rav Ravashi, old shop, except for two things. But old Kashid, eat Lea by Rav Hug Rav Levi, and Tain Havali Vasu, Yipsun Tai Rasam. And also, if Rav and Levi, the same hope to buy Rav, why don't they quote in the Sugid Rav Levi, quoted by Rav, Sugid by Rav, quote Rav Levi. So it also says, it's nearer, there's two different methods, it's not Kali Havaha. Again, what will the other Rishonim say? They'll say, yeah, you might have thought it wasn't totally ha-ha, but Rav and Levi and Abai Rav are the exact same shot of the Tariya comparing their case to bread of truma on the barrel, to the bread on the barrel of wine. So obviously they are connected, more indirectly connected. Tosos says two different cases, and therefore Tosos says, L'kachnir devade alach karav, dehasam reich anosu, for sure he pops like Rav, reich anosu, v'alach karav, anami hach, negali vastia, v'alach is also like Rav over here, vastia, and it's not a stira, reich alav milsehi, halach is reich anosu, and reich alav milsehi. Rabbi Nami Hafa Damar Recha Milsi, Amalei Anadam Refi Lukalevi Damar Hasam Recha Lav Milsi, Shani Hafa Shunanami Recha Mene Esher Yayin Atzvo, Hilta Chavu Gamri Filu Shos Mene Yayin Atzvo, Valhasa Mene Olo Recha Esher Nechnas Tetoch HaHeter, Hu Ochel Es HaHeter, Vaha, Afilo Abayim Mode De Recha Lav Milsi, Rabbi Nami Hafa Amalei Anadam Refi Lukarab Damar Hasam Recha Milsi, Shani Hafa Shere Recha Mazik Lo Fisha Nechnas Vigufo, Lakach Amar De Recha Lav Milsi, Hilta Fe Abayim Rav Dach, Mosar Beit Rav Beit Lim De Hasam. What is the thing? It's not totally helpful at all. Rav don't like Rava, and Rav don't like Abai. Lazy don't like Rava, lazy don't like Abai. Or the other way, Abai don't like Rav, or like lazy, Rav don't like Rav, or lazy. They're two separate things. The machlokas about the smell of trace that went into kosher, and the machlokas about directly eating the smell of trace, are two separate machlokas and are not totally helpful. Why? What is Tosa saying? Even if you hold Recha Milsa like Rav over there, you could still hold that Bastia's Aser, because Recha Milsa, or Bastia's Mutter. Why? Because when I directly smell it, that's not a Hanah. When I suck in the smell of the slice from this wine, when I suck in the smell of this wine, I'm not nervous in that. Because you probably never tried to suck a straw like the smell of a barrel of wine, but it's not pleasurable. It's not a Hanah Sachila. Because when you suck in the strong smell, it goes into your body and mazik you. It's actually irritating, because you're not eating it in a nice food. So on the one hand, what's Tosa saying, that this case is more hanah. It's hanah, because I'm eating a delicious food with the smell of another delicious food. So it's great hanah. And this case is not hanah. Because I'm sucking in a smell, and Tosa says it's mazik. It irritates me when I get this smell, because not like I'm eating delicious food that smells like another delicious food. I'm just sucking in these smell particles that irritate me. He even says it's mazik. On the other hand, this is not directly eating the Isser, because I just roasted two things together, and I'm eating the kosher, I got the smell of the Isser. And here, I am directly eating the Yisr. So they're two separate things. One is Hana, more Hana, and the other is more direct. And therefore, you could hold any combination you want. You could say, when you're really nana by eating a delicious piece of steak that smells like another piece of steak, that's always awesome. But when you're just siphoning this wine, that's not awesome, because that's not so Hana. Or you could say, no, when I eat the steak that smells like another steak, that's mutter. I'm not eating the other steak. Or when I suck in the smell of the wine, that's usher, so I'm directly sucking in the smell of that wine. So you can hold any combination you want. It's not called the ha. You can be makor both, makor in both, makor by something direct, makor by something indirect, makor by something that's hanah, makor by something not hanah. Therefore, we passed in, reka is milsa when you're nana. I eat a steak that smells like another steak. Reka is not milsa when you're not nana. When I suck in the smell of this wine, that's not considered a proper achila, a proper tam, a proper hanah, because it's not pleasurable, it is irritating. That's Tosfos Tzach. Okay, questions so far. These are the three basic, we still have to go first, the three basic shots in the sugya, either Recha Nagel, say Recha Milsa, Tosfos, say Recha Milsa when the smell of one food goes into another food, or Recha Lav Milsa when I suck in a smell that irritates me and is not pleasurable, or, like most Rishonim, say Recha Lav Milsa. Now we just have to answer one more question. What's the one more question before we get to our Pesach? Here we have a bit of a problem. Taina, we possibly like Levi against Rav. But what about the end of the Gemara? Mind? What about all the Machmirim in the end of the Sugya in Pesachim? What about all the Machmirim in the end of the Sugya in Pesachim? There's a brisa that says, if I bake bread with meat, it's fleishik. There's a Rabban Parzito says, if I roast fish with meat, it's fleishik. What about all those Machmirim? Okay, forget about the Sakana Tzaras, etc. It's not halacha, that's Sakana. But what about all those Machmirim at the end of the Sugya? How can we just ignore them? And here you have three answers, although I only put two on the sheet. Go back to number 4, see the last line of Rashi. Aser Rabban Parzika Lemechon. Why Rabban Parzika Aser? Why do you consider it fleishik? Sheesh b'chalav, they eat it with kudav chalav, shalim asar reichon also. Yeah, the end of that sugar, remind them reichon also, we don't hold like them. Says Rashi, Sabru Recha Milsa, they held Recha Milsa, the love Kaimalan Kibatsaihu. They have taka, everyone at the end of the Sugim Sabri Recha Milsa, that's why the bread became fleshek, but we don't hold like them. However, there's another possible answer. How might you have answered? Why the Mandar at the end of that Gemara would say that if you bake bread with meat, it becomes fleshek, even though Recha Lav Milsa? Maybe they just meant b'chachila is fleshek. Meaning they didn't say it's straight if you mix it with milk. Maybe they just meant b'chachila. That is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Says the Rif and the Rambam, no, savru recha lav milsa. Aval b'chachila. Oscar, maybe it's no problem. We don't like wavy and rub the Rechalav Milsa. So why at the end of the Gemara is everyone machmir? They weren't so machmir. At the end of the Gemara, no one said that anything becomes trace. No one said if you bake bread in the oven with pork, it becomes trace. No one said if you bake bread in the oven with meat and then put kutak on it, becomes trace. They said, if you bake bread with meat, lechatchila, don't eat it with kutak. If you roast fish with meat, l'chatchila, don't eat it with kutak. Maybe they should then be machmir l'chatchila.
So that'd be the same thing as how we would treat that nowadays, that it's fleshek enough you can't eat it with milk, but not fleshek enough that it makes you fleshek?
And in that case, would it make you fleshek? Good question. Would it make you fleshek? Pashtos, we would think that it would not make you fleshek. It would just be l'chatchila, don't mix it with milk.
Maybe that's...
Like milk or not. Yeah. Yeah, that would be precedent for our psak. Let's look at the riff. Number six says the riff. Amarav, Basar Shkuta, Shamein, Shetlon, Basar Nevela, Kachosh, Asar, Don't Lahain, Patim Lahai, Laheya, the other air from Patim Lahai, Rav says, even if the kosher is fatty, the kosher is mefatim, the trace, answers that it gives a smell to the kosher. But later, Amarav, Basar Shkuta, Kachosh, Shetlon, Basar Nevela, Shamein, Basar Rechlon, Milsi, other lady, other rish, Kulusim, Dibda Rach, fine. Said there, Chai Milsa, Pasmar of Musa, some of the earlier Gaonim before the Rif, Pasmar like Levi. They see, the Milsa, Mehaf, the Garcin, and Perkasopra, Zapoli, and Mathia. They Pasmar like Levi, why? Because of the Sigur Mathia, because of Rabba. Oh, the Chavim, Yisrael, Shachar, Dami, Shol, the Chavim, the Vayim, Rasa, Rabba, Ramilta, Vayim, Rasa, Rechav, Milsa, the Rabba, Ramilta, Rechav, Milsa, the Chavim, 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 came to help suck a rubber, but how to make a lot of milk to him. And maybe she didn't know it was a lady. Since we pop like rubber, we pop like lady. That's my hole number two. Rashi, Rift, and most Rishonim, and even the only before the Rift. Koi, the Koi to rubber, ladies like rubber. How did we sort to come like? The Ekam on the polygraph also, and helps like what say to Rav behind. Some argue and say to us like Rav, but some who aren't your polygraph or not. And it says the Rift, though, I skipped a little, but how does my Yorkana pass up on a flea? If we pass in this mutter, why is there kind of a rice that says you bake bread with fleshek? It's usher to eat with kudach, usher to eat with kudach. And likewise, ha'i b'nisa te'tveya b'ha'i b'isra. The usher to eat with kudcha. Lav k'rab usher to chud. These people, the Endigor and Machmer, were not holding just like Rav. I will feel lady, even lady would usher this. Why? Even lady ushers l'chachila. No one, that everyone agrees to usher l'chachila. Asiri the mechalina b'kudcha. Even lady says you're not allowed to eat with kudach. My time up. Came in the shorty, the machlin of the low kutcha, the shorty said, the machlin of the kutcha, the shtaka, I want the shorty, let's bring the such kutcha, the hand of the shorty, and look at chila. Why can not Moshe do look at chila, and if we let you eat it with kutcha, if we say this bread is pirate, eat it with cream cheese, you couldn't eat it without cream cheese. We say, oh, go put cream cheese on, that's what I'm saying, it's Moshe look at chila to roast it this way. We're not Moshe Reik on chila, and how does he know? But the lady local shorty, how can I live at the end? Lady shed slow, call her, below her, it's soul in the chila, makes a deal. Lady never said you can roast kosher meat with straight meat, just if you did it, it's okay. So if you have it, it's okay. If you have it, if you put cream cheese, it's okay. But look, if you don't put cream cheese. Oh, the Haikasha of Mamas Lee came into Shari, both Kublo, Kuk, Havli, the Dorishish Matirin. Also, he said, it's like Dorishish Matirin, you can eat the bread without cream cheese. Call Dorishish Matirin, feel the elephant bottle. When any Dorishish Matirin, we never have bittle. Call Dorishish Matirin, the elephant, Recha, and Recha is like one in a thousand. Recha is like a tiny amount. So yeah, it's really possible. Somebody gets sick from the chasila, don't do it. Chasila, because that was the bottle, the ishlan tir, right? Chasmami, hachanu, okay. That's the written, the Rambam. They say we are machmir the chasila. And that's why these Amoram were machmir at the end of the Sunday. I'll just point out the Ran has another shot, which is a little different than the riff. I should have put on the sheet, but I didn't. I apologize. You can look it up. It's a Ran on this riff. Says the Ran, Savru Recha Lav Milsa, Aval Gazru Isser Drabanan La'inyan Basar Becholav. Reicha is really lav milsa. But la'inyan bas becholav is an iser drabanan, even though Reicha is lav milsa. Reicha is lav milsa in Avodah Zarah, in Yayin Esah. Reicha is lav milsa in kosher and treif. And carbon pesach and pork with your roasting pigs with goats, etc. But Reicha is milsa and bas becholav is special zero drabanan. Why? To avoid confusion. After all, if bread smells like meat and you put cream cheese on it, that'll now smell like meat and milk together, and it'll lead to confusion, and people might come to be making a bus and machalot. And he also adds, because you eat meat, you eat milk, it's very easy to mistakenly come to mix them together. They're both kosher, they're both in your pantry, they're both in your refrigerator. Yeah, but the extra are focused by bus and machalot. Okay, these are the, basically the five approaches in the end of the sugya. Rabbi Yochanan says, Reicha milsa. No one blasphemes like him. Tosso says, Reicha is milsa, when it's the reich of trade food that went into the kosher food. Reich of lav milsa, when you're directly swallowing the smell of the trade food. And most Rishonim go on and pass in reich of lav milsa. So why did the end of the Gemara talking with everyone macher? Rashi says, because they don't reich of milsa we don't hold like that. The Ran says, because it's also called our bonami extra arkakos, just to keep you from a meshel. And keep you away from anything similar to possible color. And the Riff and the Rambam say, I mean, the Rambam sheet, that no, because lechatchila is aser. It's not where we're machmir bas mechala. We're just always machmir lechatchila. And in bas mechala, if you can eat it without cream cheese, that's lechatchila. Okay, how do we paskin? Anyone get far enough to know which of these opinions we paskin like? 1, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, or 3? 2.2. We paskin like 2.2. Bein Ashkenazim means Sfardim, interestingly enough. Paskin like the Riff and the Rambam. Why? Because also it's a compromise. Meaning, even if you don't think the Sfardim works, and this compromise means a different tale, we, Bein Ashkenazim means Sfardim, paskin like 2.2. Let's just read in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Bein Kofkes. Ein Shalom Basar Ksheir Basar Avelo Shal Mehemet Mea Betaner. You cannot roast kosher meat together with unshefted meat or trace species of meat in the oven at the same time or after the same time. Also, you know that even if they don't touch, so the smell goes from one to the other. The inflower is a mutter. But if you did it together, it's kosher. So the chachila, you're not allowed to roast kosher with trace at the same time, because recha is also chachila. It's milsa chachila. But in the oven, recha lav milsa is kosher. But filos asur shemina hardly with her as well. Even if the iser was very fatty and the heter wasn't, so all the smell, the iser had a strong smell, the heter didn't, and the smell, the iser really went into the heter, it doesn't matter. Either way, the evidence must have been passed. We saw this arrangement in Sadi Zion. Lechachila recha milsa. And that's what we saw in Sadi Zion. If you baked meat and bread in your oven at the same time, lechachila recha milsa, that bread is like shit. That's how we pass like the Riff and the Rambam, and a number of other Rishonim hold it, but mostly the Riff and the Rambam, and some Rishonim follow them. Okay, that introduction to Siman Kof Ches. There'll be a few more points in the Gemara that will be necessary for understanding Siman Kof Ches. I will point out one more issue. And then maybe I'll leave you to actually start going through the Gemara, going through the Makoros, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Let's remember what happened with the Brisa, Machlokes Tanaim, about the Pas and the Chavis. Remember the case. I put my regular Israelite bread on a barrel of Truma wine, foolishly. The smell of the wine goes into the bread. Now, can I, any Kohanim here? No. No Kohanim? Okay. What? So chayim could definitely eat it. Right, says the Canadian boat, the rest of us can eat the bread. So let's remember what happened in that brisa, in both sugyas. Reb Meir and Yehuda, let's skip Reb Yossi now, although he'll come up also, right? Here we have the truma wine, yayin of truma, and here we have the bread of chulin, pas of chulin, right? What happened? Rav, I always forget to say which. Rav Meir says aser. Aser meaning the pas is now truma. And Rav Yehuda says mutter. And what did Reish Lakish say? Let's remember what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said, no, they only argue about a medium amount. What did Reish Lakish say? Said Reish Lakish, if you have pas chama and kidera psucha lekule alma aser, because Reish has milsa. If you have pas somnenef, cold bread, and kidera stuma regufa toes, lekule alma is mutter. What's the machlokas? If you have either hot bread, but a closed barrel, or a cold bread, but an open barrel, it's not a kidera, it's a chav. Sorry. It's not a pot of wine. It is a barrel of wine. The chav is psucha. These two cases is the machlokes tanoim. Now, according to Reish Lakish, what turns out? Everyone agrees if you have pas chama and chav is psucha, hot bread put on the opening of an open barrel, that Reish says milsa. But we just pass the Reish. But yet, right? I mean, I can't eat my bread, right? So what do we do with Reish Lakish if we pass the Reish chalav milsa? So here we'll have to make a choice. What do we do with Reish Lakish? Right? The problem is, question, we paskin most Rishonim, Reicho Lav Milsa. So if we take the paskin Reicho Lav Milsa, how can we sluggish say that everyone agrees it's a strong Reyak is Milsa? No? What can we do theoretically? We have two choices. Either, what are our two choices here? Reish Lakish said, they're only arguing at a low-level reach, but a high-level reach, everyone agrees with Milsa. So?
You just want to look at the sugya.
And so either, we have two choices. Either we could say, we don't paskin like Reish Lakish. Either we don't paskin like Reish Lakish, thought they all admitted a strong smell was usher.
Or we say, come around the dream on.
Okay, interesting. Although usually we don't have a comment to Truma doctor. The other option is, no, maybe we admit that Pas Chama Ve Chavis Psucha is a super Reach. Again, not like Rav said. Rav said it's a regular Reach and that proves Reach Hamilsa. Maybe that's a super Reach, even more so than roasting in an oven. Even more than roasting meat. And that's why it's milsa. Now we have to figure out why would putting bread in a barrel be a super rare, even more so than roasting meat in an oven. Roasting meat in an oven seems like very strong rare, right? So, now we'll have to figure out what makes it a super rare. Okay, so, there's a grot in Sif Aleph that answers the question. As well as other early recurrents. Anyway, we're going to figure this. I'm not supposed to be on the board again. Let's remember, we have to choose. Well, let's cheat for a second. Okay? Flip your Shulchan Aruch to Sif Dalet. What does it say? Pas chama shemunachas al gabei chavis psucha shel yayin esef. Hot bread on an open barrel of yayin esef. Asura is asur. Apparently we pass like Reish Lakish. Even though roasting meat is not asur b'dieved, bread in the barrel is asur b'dieved. Of course, he didn't use the example of Truman. He wanted a man example. He said a barrel of trade wine. You put your hot bread on an open barrel of case wine, it's usher even to the evidence. Okay, what you have to think about as well is, why is this case worse? Why is that smell of the wine going into the hot bread worse than hot meat roasting in an oven? They're both hot, and they both have a lot of smell. When you roast a barbecue, that barbecues have a pretty big smell, don't they? You ever make a barbecue? It's a pretty serious smell, no? Barrel of wine is also pretty serious, but barbecue's got to be as serious as a barrel of wine. I mean, you never open a barrel of wine, just to be fair. But nonetheless, okay, I want you to think about that. And we'll pick up with all this, and we'll really go through the Shulchan Aruch next time. If someone wants to already start thinking about understanding what they're going to learn in Se'if Aleph and Beis, just to lay the land, Se'if Aleph and Beis are basically going to be, here's the basic principle. Also, Hasila Mutter B'di'evet, but there's some exceptions that are also even B'di'evet, and some exceptions are Mutter even Hasila, and going through all the possible exceptions. Gimel is going to be a total side point. Dalet is going to be the case of the barrel. And Hey, Vav, and Zion are going to be, are going to discuss cases like Bas Piha, where you actually, Hey, Vav, and Zion discuss actually smelling the trait directly. And not that we're necessarily going to pass them like Tosos, but smelling the trait directly, as opposed to just cooking two things in the oven at the same time. Okay, so let's go back to Seder. And then Tuesday, we'll really try to make a lot of progress in the one statement this afternoon. On Tuesday, we'll try to make a lot of progress in Simon Kofkat. And we have four more shiurim this month. So we have to finish Sif Kofkat, learn Sif Kofkat, and I'd also like to do at least the beginning of Simon Kofkat. Sorry, Simon. So we have a lot to do in the next 4 years. Kofkat, Kofkat, and at least the beginning of Simon Kofkat. He's probably way ahead of us because
he's in the summer and the ex is eating a term on Friday.
Wait, what do you find
to farm on Thursday?
No, but it's also going to start on Friday.
Are you ahead?
Is that
you
that
have